So anybody's dangerous, no matter who's come in or not. Besides, he got experience starting anyway. Then when he's at the Dolphins, they beat New England, he's that quarterback too, right? So, hey, it don't matter who wins, and they always get the job done. That's why they get paid.
It's only the second game of the year, but nobody wants to be 0-2.
Oh, you ain't lying about that. Trust me, I'm not either. We all not trying to be. We all trying to go out there and try to win and get that winning taste in our mouth and get that streak going. If I get one game here, one game there, that's all one game at a time. Can't look over nobody. So this week is Kansas City. And I don't know who we even got next week, to be honest with you, because this week is the week we got to get to work with Kansas City and the big back there and see what they can do.
You know, a lot of your teammates said the way you guys played up front set the tone for the way the team has played the whole game.
I mean, shoot, I guess if anything, that'd be a compliment. And the main thing about it, though, you don't sit back like no fat cat and rub your stomach and eat some more, what's that, that cat meow mix? You know, I like chicken, I like liver and all that. You don't sit back and then rub your stomach. You just like, okay, you know what? Get back on that rock, that knife, and keep grinding, get harder and harder, being sharper and sharper. And that's what we're trying to do.
How did you feel you guys played up front?
I feel we played all right. I mean, we always get better. There's some stuff I feel that, you know, technique-wise, as far as alignment. But other than that, we did okay.
But you guys talked about, or we were asked all offseason about getting sacks and pressure, and you guys seemed to produce that. Did you feel like you produced the kind of pressure that you think you're capable of throughout the season?
I mean, yeah, we did, but I guess the most important thing, we didn't win the game. I mean, you know, it's like a bittersweet. Okay, well, this group did well, but he still lost the game, and the whole significance of winning the game. So defense line, we did okay, but the main aspect, we didn't win the game. So, you know, maybe we got more pressure on the quarterback, we'd have sacked and caused a fumble. He wouldn't have got the ball off or stripped the running back and get our offense position. So, I mean, that's how I kind of look at it. You know, there's ways for us to get better to help the offense.
Well, how was it for you out in the field? You talked all offseason about Cleveland and losing and draining on you. And then, you know, that was coming here was like, you know, you're the kid saying, wait for me and all that. And then all of a sudden you're out there and like fumble. And were you like thinking, like, am I still back, you know?
No, that thought didn't even cross my mind. Because, like, honestly, I mean – like here, I mean, everything, you know, everybody going to do their job. Even if it was 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 6, 4th and 1, I sat right down the end of the bench. So I knew I had confidence that the offense is going to do it. I mean, that's how I feel here. I just sit right down there, whatever 3rd down situation is. Mike Myers just looked at me and said, K-Lane, don't go nowhere. Just sit right here. So I'm like, what are you talking about? 1st down. I just sit right there. So I learned from Michael Myers to stay in my spot.
Are you preparing as if you're going to be a starter for a while?
Yes, actually, I prepare every week like I'm a starter. So, you know, I don't try to take any week different. Because hypothetically speaking, say for me, I do take a week light and somebody else go down, I'm in the start. Then not only do I screw myself up, I mess up the whole team. So I go on every week like I'm starting and just go from there.